The show is... Diction lessons. Reading lessons. How does Anthony afford them? How does he continue? He doesn't. But boy, wouldn't it be great if he had some so he wouldn't fuck things up all the time, you may ask? Well, there's a great way that you can help make that happen. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Buy Anthony a new mouth.
Can I go 15 seconds? Seriously, 15 seconds without fucking up?
That's the part you cry at?
That's the part I cry at every time. Thumbs up if you cry every time. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, have you ever heard of the mystical boiling river of Amazonian legend?
Wow. No.
You haven't?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it sounds familiar, but I don't want to say that it sounds familiar because I've actually heard of it or that it just is kind of like a cool, silly thing.
I think this is one of those like those Indiana Jones style myths of like in the Amazon, the ancient peoples had a boiling river, and if you fell in it, you would, you know, boil instantly.
Like that electrical jungle worm or whatever.
The electrical jungle worm?
You haven't heard of the electric jungle worm?
It's another one of my dance moves.
That is, and you're very good at it.
Yeah.
No, but it does. It sounds like one of those sort of apocryphal sort of folklore-ish things.
Right.
Like, oh, this guy, he fell into a boiling river and like he died. And,
well, guess what? We found it.
The electric worm?
No, the boiling river.
Oh, the boiling river.
This was an article
sent
to us.
Is there any word about the electric worm?
I don't know, but we should look into the electric worm. This was sent to us by super patron Dan Richardson.
Dan Richardson.
Super patron. He's the patron all others aspire to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not that we don't love you all. You're all beautiful and unique snowflakes.
We love him a little more than everybody else. This was an article sent to We Have Concerns Show at gmail.com.
You can also send those to wehaveconcerns.reddit.com and share them with the group.
Yeah. So basically this geoscientist named Andres Rousseau had been fascinated by this myth of the Amazonian boiling river. So he went about trying to find it. Now, it's not unusual to have hot water air, you know, naturally heated
hot
waters.
Hot springs or something that's fed through a volcano, and so
exactly.
The water is warm all the time.
Here's the thing. This myth circles around an area that didn't have any volcanic activity, so it couldn't have been a volcanically warmed river.
Mm-hmm. Did he think that it could just be bullshit?
Oh, like, he definitely thought that it could be bullshit.
Okay.
This was to prove whether or not it is, right?
Okay.
He's going to get to the bottom of it.
Because it's kind of like, well, there are no volcanoes around, and there's none of this, and there's none of this, and there's no scientific evidence supporting that any of this has ever happened. He's like,
I'm going to go find
but
it.
But it's happening.
Well, I think that was the question, is this apocryphal?
Does it come from?
Yeah, exactly. Where does the legend even have any merit? So in 2011, he hiked into the Amazonian rainforest with his aunt.
What?
Here's the thing.
He took his aunt with him?
His aunt came from this area, or lived near this area, and she told him that the river didn't just exist, but that she and his mother had actually swum in it before. They had actually swam in what was the boiling river.
Huh.
So he's like, what? Show me. And she's like, okay, let's go hiking.
This sounds like when I go back to Cleveland for the holidays and my aunt is there and she takes me on like, oh, there's this place where we used to get sandwiches.
Yeah.
They're like the best sandwich. And she's like fusing eight memories together.
Right. I think it was around here somewhere.
We used to go to the soda shop. It's like, just drive around for a couple more, I don't know, hours, days.
Yeah.
And
that's the trip he went on, except it was in the rainforest.
Yeah, at least
his
aunt thinks she saw cool stuff.
Right, I know.
Whereas
my
aunt's just like, and we used to get these Sundays. Yeah, I bet you did.
They
frozen
found it.
Custard's not the same as ice cream. Trust me, when you have a frozen custard. All right.
It'll be worth it.
Okay.
You'll thank me when we find it. And they found it. They found the steaming hot river, and he put a thermometer in it right away.
Yeah.
And he said it was 86 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's 3,822 degrees Fahrenheit.
I'm not sure that's
for anybody
entirely
who can't do
accurate,
the conversion in their head.
But it's somewhere close to that.
Yeah.
It's pretty warm. It's not quite boiling. 100 Celsius would be boiling, but it's very hot and not a legend, right? So that's the funniest thing, is that everybody thought this was a legend. And the way this dude found it was like his aunt and his mom used to swim in it. And he was like,
oh, no, I know a guy.
Yeah. That's the funniest part, is like he just went down to the corner where his mom used to go. And the legend you heard of? No. That's called the swimming hole.
When I was 16, there was a similar legend. I'm going to say it's similar. I'm going to say it's 100% similar. It's in the same vein.
Yeah.
There was supposedly a convenience store that had the last Jolt Cola in existence.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the Jolt Cola.
You remember Jolt Cola?
You love the Jolt Cola.
I love Jolt Cola.
I don't understand it.
Was the most... Before there were energy drinks and shit, kids, ask your parents.
Before there was over-the-counter poison.
Yeah. Jolt was the only over-the-counter poison.
Right.
It was a soda that had like three times the caffeine level of regular soda, which is nothing compared to like a Monster or something.
See, here's the thing. In the late 80s, there was this thing where... For some reason, as a culture, we wanted to do things that were extraordinarily stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That has
not gone away, Jeff.
We had parachute pants. The Mohawk was in. Mm-hmm. Breakdancing. And of course, Jolt Cola.
Yeah.
And it was this kind of extreme sort of WWF-esque beverage.
Had a lightning bolt on the can.
Yeah.
It was great. But this was this was years and years and years later. Like, nobody... had seen a Jolt Cola in years.
Right.
Like, Jolt Cola was something we were told about by
Randy Macho Man Savage.
By like cousins and like somebody's way older brother. You know what I mean? Like it was crazy. Like, and people would talk about Jolt Cola. But I'll tell you what.
You found it?
Somebody's brother came home from college and was like, Jack Lazinsk's brother came home from college and said, yo, I know the convenience store. They've had Jolt like forever.
It's the same can. From 10 years ago, and it's still sitting there.
That's what was crazy, we did find it. There was like a small like pallet in the back, and still like plastic wrapped.
You don't want that.
And we bought like the pallet, like 48 cans of Jolt Cola that had been there forever. I think it had expired like 4 years before we actually had it.
It explains a lot, Anthony.
But we found it, Jeff.
It explains a lot.
Just like this guy found the boiling river. Yeah. It is exactly the same thing.
Same level of accomplishment.
It is the same level of accomplishment. The legends are true, everybody. Yeah. Don't worry. We were fine. We braved it. And we came out victorious.
You are the Indiana Jones of...
Altamont Springs, Florida. Yes.
Sweetened sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's the weird thing about this river.
Altamont Carboni. It doesn't roll
off
the tongue.
It's not quite the same.
It's a lot of syllables.
It doesn't conjure the adventure.
So many syllables.
Adventure.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about this river. Closest volcanic system?
Yeah.
700 kilometers away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what's heating the water.
That's 10,423 miles for anybody who can't do the conversion to metric.
I'm not sure that's exactly correct, but you get the gist. It's far. So it couldn't have been volcanic systems heating the water. What's heating the water? Here's what they figured out. Basically, what happens is there are fissures. Arsonist fish? You think the fish are setting fire to something and throwing it in the water to heat the water? That's your theory?
Teen arson fish.
Well, the teen thing does make it more plausible.
Teen arsonist fish that just want to watch stuff burn.
Yeah. That does. It's an ironic thing to want to watch something burn when you're a fish.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate rebellion.
I don't think it's ironic. I think it's aspirational.
Do you?
I do.
Do you think these teens are ahead of their time or not just being punks?
I think they're blazing. Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not doing it.
So bad.
No, I stopped myself.
They're blazing a
trail.
I
didn't notice I was doing it. No, but if a fish could set a fire, that would be a remarkable thing, wouldn't it?
We would all be amazed by that. That's for
more
sure.
More or less remarkable than me finding that Jolt Cola. Remember that nobody had seen the Jolt Cola in years, Chad.
I did not remember that.
Remember that detail.
I'm glad you reminded me of
and
that.
And then answer the question.
I still think
fish creating tools and setting fires. In the water.
Or you finding a soda can.
Or me finding soda that was supposed to be out of stock.
Right.
But nobody had seen it in years, Jeff.
It's a good point. And how many years has it been since we've seen fire set by fish?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about fish.
Yeah, clearly not. So here's the thing. These are fissures in the Earth's crust, fault lines and cracks that get filled up with water, and then the heat of the Earth's core and crust heats the water and makes it bubble back up into rivers.
It's geothermal. That river is a geothermal river.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's pretty amazing. And it's very, very rare. In fact,
how do we exploit it?
Well, that's a good question. We gotta talk to those teen fish.
Do they get into that at all?
Well, not really, but basically they're saying how rare it is.
Wasting opportunities.
It is the only place on Earth that we have seen where this is happening.
So this may be like a small differentiation or something like that. But technically, I mean, what is the technical difference between this and like a hot spring or because a hot spring comes from some sort of underground geyser or eruption or something like that.
Yeah, but so this is active... fault fed. It says the difference is hot springs aren't usually fault fed.
Okay.
So it's literally faults in the crust.
So it's a pull instead of a push, basically.
I think that's the idea.
So whereas a volcano or a hot spring is heat being expelled from inside the earth.
Right.
This is the earth taking in the water. The water kind of runs through the earth like a pipe.
Exactly.
And then comes back out.
They say that chemical analysis revealed that the water in this particular river originally fell as rain. So it came down as rain, was heated by the earth, and then came back up to the surface.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it gets heated up and it rises back up like steam.
Exactly.
Wow.
And crazily enough, it also is very dangerous.
That's not crazy. That sounds right.
This guy Ruzzo has seen, he said he regularly sees animals fall in and slowly start to boil to death.
Whoa.
His quote is
slowly, deliciously start to boil to death. Yeah,
yeah. All you have to do is throw in a couple of carrots.
Just, you know,
all
what you,
done.
Dude, you know what you do is you put them in a plastic bag.
Oh, that's the hardest thing is to get the animal to walk into the plastic bag.
But once you do,
yeah,
you put it in the river,
yeah,
and it's a sous vide is what they call it, and you can go explore the Amazon, whatever, find ancient treasures, come back.
Well, that's the hardest part.
And that's
about
the thing is, even if you're late,
yeah, when you explore the Amazon, you work up a real big hunger,
sure,
and it's so annoying to get back to camp and then have to start cooking.
There are hours in the day that your campsite can be working for you.
This is like a slow cooker. It's
that's
nature's
exactly what
slow
it is.
Cooker.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And when you walk away, you come back with like, I don't know, some ancient ruby that's cursed or whatever. That's,
of course, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
They have
par
those.
For the course, yeah.
And you come back and you sit down and you're like, ugh, I just ran from a boulder that's three times my size.
Yeah.
I had to play a piano in a certain key. It was made of human bone.
Yeah.
Like all
it's
this stuff.
It's tiring.
I'm
exhausting.
So tired.
Yeah.
What do I have to eat? Oh shit, I totally forgot. I was boiling a lightning worm. In this river. I was slow roasting a lightning worm.
There's no lightning worms.
In this river.
No lightning worms.
And now it's ready to eat.
That's where your story falls apart, Anthony. We haven't found the lightning worms.
No, we hadn't found this river yet either.
Here's the thing he says about watching animals boil to death in the river. His quote is, "The first thing to go are the eyes."
Yeah, they pop.
Ugh.
They burst.
He says, "Eventually the animals can no longer swim and water fills their mouth and lungs, causing them to be cooked from the inside out."
What makes an animal get in and then just stay in?
Well, you know, it's like the all the warning signs on the jacuzzis at the hotel. You know, you stay in longer than 30 minutes, it's on you.
Do you know what I think they really need in jacuzzis instead of the warning labels? Just
some carrots,
a UV light. If you put a UV light over a jacuzzi,
no one will get in.
No one will get in. Everybody's safe.
Right. Because there's, you're saying because of all the jism.
There's a lot going on, is what I'm saying.
Can I tell you a story? So I have this. This is going to raise a lot of questions for the audience, but I'm still going to tell this story.
Okay.
I have this friend that I went to college with, and his dad owns a couple of legalized brothels in Nevada, and we went and visited one at one time.
Okay.
And there was a sign above the jacuzzi that says no parties in the jacuzzi. Party, of course, a euphemism for boning down.
For playing pin the tail on the donkey.
Right.
And, you know, like doing like a duck, duck, goose. Or
yeah.
Having like a, you can't bring.
By the way.
You can't bring cupcakes into the jacuzzi because they get messy.
That's what they all, and
no
usually there's not enough for
in
everybody.
The jacuzzi.
Yeah, by the way, if you've never done a duck, duck, goose, you really should try it.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary. You got to be flexible.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
At least one of you has to be flexible.
But I don't think any. I think a sign is not a strong enough deterrent to prevent
the
partying.
Oh, because there are always people having parties in the jacuzzi?
Yeah. There's a sign above the jacuzzi that says no parties in the jacuzzi. My guess is that's just a suggestion and not a real hard and fast rule.
Sure. The sign's there for a reason.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of parties in the jacuzzi.
So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and play the part of the people listening right now. And
completely ignore what I just said and move on?
No. I'm going to ask just like one question.
Uh-huh.
See, now I always picture in my head Biloxi Blues, Purple Rose of Cairo, like very weird, sad, almost like...
You're spot on, bro.
Yeah?
It's the saddest, least sexy place on the planet. It's morose and off-putting and...
Like where Don Draper grew up in Mad Men?
Yeah, it's like it's sad people being sad in a gloomy looking place. I mean, I hope I don't hurt any of the stellar business that this place does. I don't want to, you know, ruin the kind of walk in that these guys get.
Well, you're not leaving a Yelp review.
No, I'm not. Just take this with a grain of salt.
You're not a monster.
It's one man's opinion.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is I would rather there's a lot of things. I would rather jump into a boiling river.
No parties in the boiling river.
No, it's very short parties in the boiling river.
The shortest parties. But yeah, I would imagine maybe like an animal gets in there and it's super hot, and I guess what maybe keeps them in there is shock.
Yeah, or maybe it just feels real good at first, and then they get a little sleepy, and then their eyes pop.
I don't think that's how it would. I think it would burn. I think you would feel.
You think it would burn?
I think the animal would feel pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was almost boiling,
probably.
So. Why did it take us so long to find this thing if it's just sitting there?
Well, it's so weird, right? This guy's aunt knew where it was the whole very whole time. I bet I could
look up Boiling River and find 800 different articles on different sites that are just like the mythical Boiling River. No one's ever seen the Boiling River. It was fucking right there. This guy's aunt was like, come on to the Boiling River.
Well, maybe they didn't call it the Boiling River. They're like, oh, the overly hot swimming hole that we usually hang out in. Well, that doesn't sound like the
Boiling
River.
You mean the place where we slow cook the lightning worms?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm not looking for a boiling river.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a pretty hot river,
mm-hmm.
and we will catch a lightning worm in a Faraday cage.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the only way you
can
catch them.
That's the only way you can catch them, of course. We all know that.
And we do know what a Faraday cage is here. Mm. And we'll catch it in a Faraday cage, and we'll put it into this really hot river.
Yeah.
And just let it cook all day while we're off finding cursed rubies and stuff?
See, now the Amazon legend that I've been reading talks about actual bubbles boiling from the river.
Mm. Oh!
Yeah.
Their eyes bubble.
See, I don't know.
When they cook.
I'm going to move on. I feel like this isn't it.
Sure. Well,
I'm
going
to move on.
Sorry I couldn't be of more help.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Your sister's delightful, by the way.
Don't look at my sister like that.
Sorry. She's gonna make somebody a hell of an aunt. I'm just saying.
Yeah, get out of here, creep.
I don't know. It's quite weird that this guy was the only one that looked into this enough to find it. But he's written a book called The Boiling River, which honestly is a little
good title.
It's misleading. The river's not boiling.
Well, if it's about the legend of the Boiling River, then he's got it.
I guess.
It's not the grabbiest. It's not the clickbaitiest title I've heard.
But. I mean, these are legit. I mean, this guy is a legit Indiana Jones type.
Dude, you know what else is real? That means everything.
I don't think that's what means.
That means everything is probably out there.
Mm.
Lightning bugs. Uh-huh. I mean, not lightning bugs, lightning worms.
Yeah.
Lightning worms are out there.
I don't think so. Atlantis
is out there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm. The Holy Grail, dog.
My aunt used to talk about this place that was like this amazing city that sank. That they used to
Is she talking about that underground mall in Atlanta?
Probably.
It's probably just that underground mall.
Probably
in Atlanta,
just the underground.
Right?
We don't need to look into that.
No, let's not look into it.
Yeah. Anyway, lightning worms.
Lightning worms.
Those are the real
mystery.
Those
are real. It's all real. Bermuda Triangle.
Still not clear on what a lightning worm
is. Area 51. It looks like a giant like grub, like segmented worm.
Mm-hmm, but it has like the powers of the Flash or something?
Nah, it's more like Blanka from Street Fighter.
Oh,
yeah.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, like a lightning worm.
Okay, like it gets really angry and concentrates and then electricity
and it can kill people.
Now that seems like a really bad thing to put into the boiling river because I feel like electricity and water don't want to mix real well, especially hot water.
Well, nobody with any brains is getting in there.
Well, this guy's aunt got in there. They swam around in it. That's how they knew where it was.
Yeah, that was a direct dig at that guy's aunt. What's up, Rousseau? Come at me. No, but this does mean everything is real, Jeff, and I think we can agree on that 100%.
I just like the fact that there's a real-life Indiana Jones dude that finds stuff. Like, there's stuff out there to find. Still.
That's true. And I was going to say, I don't know how Indiana Jonesy is, but then I remembered Holy Grail is all him, like, lugging his older relatives around.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this guy really is Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Think he knows Albert Molina?
Probably. I bet Albert Molina has cooked stuff in the Amazon River.
Is it Albert or Alfred?
It's Alfred. I thought you were actually making it like an aunt uncle thing. I thought you were making like Alfred's brother, Albert.
Oh.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Yeah, I'm super clever like that. Well, guys, doesn't this mean everything is real, though?
I think it does.
Doesn't this mean...
We should go find more stuff.
If this is real, what else is real? Let us know what you think is probably worth finding.
Yeah. Also, on Twitter, if you want to send us what your aunt would know about that other aunts don't, we would be really curious to find
that. Yeah, what sort of expedition would your aunt lead you on? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Albert Molina. Hey, by the way, so many of you have been kind enough to head to weHaveConcerns.com/shop and grab one of our t-shirts, hats, or mugs, and we want to put pictures of you guys in the shirts, in the mugs. You can't get in the mug, but if you could, we'd love a picture of it.
That's what Photoshop is for.
That's what it's all about.
We want photoshops of you in the mug.
In the mug. Any pictures of you just generally using and enjoying our fine, fine products. We would love to see them.
I want a picture of someone in a mug, and then on our site it says, buy a mug, it's enormous.
So huge. if you have a picture of you in our stuff, we've gotten a few of like the people using Running is for Dicks like during a marathon, which I think is great.
Super cool.
Anything like that, please send them to weHaveConcernsShow@gmail.com. We would love to tweet them out and also use them on the store. So do it. And if you haven't bought something there yet, shame. Shame.